One day after being indicted for lying, Senator Ted Stevens was back at work serving as Alaska's senior senator. He cast votes on the floor and attended a committee meeting today, followed through the halls of the U.S. Capitol building by throngs of reporters. Tomorrow afternoon, Stevens will be arraigned in U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C. He'll have to enter a plea in response to the charges, 7 counts of making false statements about gifts he allegedly received from oil services company Vico. The Department of Justice says the gifts totaled more than $250,000 and included major renovations to Stevens' Girdwood home. While the senator hasn't been indicted for bribery, the charges do allege that he did favors for Vico while he was taking the gifts. Stevens' colleague, Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski, says the indictment isn't interfering with Stevens' ability to do his job.
It was a terrible day yesterday. Senator Stevens was here at work today, voting on the Senate floor, doing the work that needed to be done here in the Senate and for his constituents. So I don't believe that we're going to see a change, or anything noticeable to Alaskans because of this.
Yesterday, within hours of the indictment, Stevens stepped down from his leadership positions on committees as required by Republican Senate rules. He gave up his leadership posts on the Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee and the Defense Appropriations Subcommittee. But he's still sitting on the committees as a regular member, and Senator Murkowski says he'll still have power and an important voice.
Take, for example, the Defense Subcommittee that he has either chaired or co-chaired with Senator Inouye from Hawaii for decades. That relationship has not changed, even though Senator Stevens will not be that co-chair. Those two gentlemen have as strong a bond as any two senators in the United States Senate. I don't see that changing at all.
Alaska's Congressman Don Young had a simple message today about Stevens.
Senator Stevens is my friend, and that's where, as far as I'm going. He's my friend. And Senator Stevens has been my friend for 40-some-odd years, and I knew him many, many years ago before he ever got down here, so he's my friend.
Stevens says he is innocent and that he plans to fight the charges. He's represented Alaska in Washington since 1968 and is the longest-serving senator in Republican Party history.